Well, I knew that Firefox doing good things with their AI toggle switch was just Firefox doing anomalous things. What would you say if I told you that Firefox and Android now has Google Play attestation? Welcome back to Switch to Linux. If you like this type of content, subscribe to the channel if you've not already done so. Leave us a like and a comment down below. And of course, yes, we will be talking about Firefox on Android specifically. I don't know if this is Firefox on iOS as well, but Firefox on Android now has Google Play attestation. This is that same system which, has been used by a lot of banking and other apps to make sure that the phone you're using is completely unmodified. And B, ties into this new system Google is doing that requires every app to be effectively certified with ID validation through Google. Very exciting. So what is Firefox doing and why? Now, some people reading through this might go, that's actually a feature. I don't know. This is a crazy story. It's all going to start, of course, with looking at the bug request over here. So bug 2015109. This is not really a bug per se, but more of a thing we're going to do. Create library for integrating Google Play Integrity. And you will notice a platform. Okay, so platform all Android is what it says. So no iOS, as according to this. And it is resolved, fixed, and this is integrated into Firefox. So there's not a whole lot of information about what's going on down here because this isn't really a discussion forum. But of course, Reddit had to pick this guy up. And this is where we get a little bit of the discussion in here. Apparently what they're doing here. Now, here's the part where somebody might look at this and go, maybe I don't care as much. This is only if you're using the AI, which is built into Firefox, in order to prevent a bad actor from coming in here and basically creating some form of modified system and abusing the individual servers for the LLM at Firefox. That is really what it's doing. So effectively what this means is if you are not on stock Firefox from the Google Play Store on a Google certified device, you will not be able to use the AI features on Firefox. That is effectively what they're doing. But the community blew up over this because this is supposed to be the privacy respecting organization. And as many others pointed out, there are other ways you can do attestation, such as hardware attestation, the thing that Graphene OS can do. But no, Firefox basically, and they have some people in the trying to answer some of the comments in here who don't necessarily work on this project, just by kind of saying, hey, this is just for the AI stuff, but I have serious fundamental questions about that. And we'll get to those here in a bit. But Hot Takes for Hotcakes says down here, I don't believe I said that on a stream on a video here, but Hot Takes for Hotcakes, there you go, says it's opening the door for selective denial of devices. And as AI gets injected into more areas of the browser, i.e. requiring more of Mozilla servers, more aspects of the browser can be rendered unusable. And that I agree with that. This is a slow, subtle creep. Oh, we're just using it for here. Well, until you decide that some other feature might need the attestation as well. And before you know it, we're going to have a closed source Google authorized version of Firefox. And that's precisely what many people on Android do not want. They could use Android's hardware attestation API, which Graphene OS supports, and I can't think of any reason that wouldn't actually be better than Play Integrity, and it would allow support for third-party ROMs. But Firefox does not want to support third-party ROMs. You could be a dirty hacker that modified the software on a third-party ROM that you can sideload it outside of Google's ID verification, and that would mean that you could utilize and abuse their AI servers for yourself. Who was it that asked for all this AI to be crammed in? Oh, nobody! So you created a problem by cramming AI into your browser. And then you said, well, now we have to prevent people from abusing this. So now you integrated Google's API into it to make sure it doesn't get abused. How wonderful. How wonderful. Maybe they'll be the first to accept GrapheneOS's keys. I wouldn't hold my breath on that one. But there is certainly some discussion to be had. So the article here from Open Source kind of clarifies what they are doing. So they're adding a new libintegrity. Google Play library has been added to Firefox's Android code base. Firefox now requests Play integrity token and sends it to Mozilla's machine learning proxy server, where it's used to rate limit access to server-side AI features. Mozilla's stated objection is to ensure that only unmodified Firefox installations downloaded through Google Play and running on Google-certified devices can access the AI compute infrastructure. So some AI-powered features may not be available on non-certified devices. Now, that is where some people might look at this and go, well, I'm probably okay with that because I don't really want to use the AI anyway. And hey, if they're going to block the AI features, that's good. Now, this is where my question comes in that I've not been able to get resolved. And that is the when and where does this happen? Does this check with Google occur at any point in time prior to trying to access an AI system? Is it something that every time you start up Firefox, it does this check and then decides whether it's going to approve or disapprove AI requests? Now, if it happens at the point that Firefox is opened or installed or anything other than trying to directly access an AI on Mozilla servers, if at any other time, guess what? You are sending identifying information to Google, and this is compromising your privacy and security. Why does it compromise your privacy? Well, anytime you're pinging off of a Google server, you have to assume that your privacy is compromised. Why your security? Because if it's pinging off of the server and failing, then they know that the identifying information that just came with that privacy violation belongs to a non-certified Google device. And so this increases the cross-section, or actually decreases the cross-section of who actually could be the one utilizing that individual device. And so this leads to a lot more problems with privacy and security, as your OPSEC may be exposed to Google of all places. And so this is where doing something like the hardware attestation, which to my understanding is more locally defined rather than going out to a server for defining. Although I think some people will say that the Google attestation could occur locally, I don't remember all of the details on that. Critics argue the move is in conflict with Firefox's longstanding identity as an open source, privacy focused alternative to Google controlled browsers. Mozilla had previously indicated it was open to exploring less restrictive attestation methods. With that statement, I completely agree. This is going to seriously hurt Firefox because this is exactly their core mission and stance. And what are they doing? They're running to the biggest company controlling other web browsers in order to use their system. And I don't see a lot of serious discussion about why they couldn't use hardware attestation. Looking at, I think this is a Mastodon, infosec.exchange. So more important. Okay. So this is actually Graphene says down here. Now, I could not find an official Graphene response to this particular article. But this is Graphene talking in general about the attestation APIs. Google and Apple are gradually expanding the use of hardware based attestation. They're convincing a growing number of services to adopt it. Google Play's Integrity API and Apple's App Attest API are very similar. Apple brought it to the web via Privacy Pass, which Google intends on doing. Wonderful. Can't wait. And so Selenitry at infosec.exchange says this is more important now than ever. Unfortunately, even Mozilla recently added the Google Play Integrity API to Firefox for Android as part of their effort to support generative AI features that nobody asked for. Hoping that someone at Mozilla sees this thread and reconsiders that decision in order to reconcile their mission statement values. So here I want to add a little bit of commentary before we look at a couple of the Bugzilla instances here. But what I wanted to mention about this here is, looking at what they're doing and adding this API and trying to make this change here, my issue is I still think Firefox should have a completely AI-free browser. Instead of like what they're doing now, they're cramming all this AI into it and then giving us a very nice toggle switch to turn it all off. But the problem is all that stuff is still in there. They are the ones developing this. They could very easily make a master AI extension in which your core browser has none of this nonsense in it. And then for those that want the AI, can install the official Mozilla created extension, which will add any and all AI features or customizable AI features. And that could include the API attestation for Google, in which case Mozilla could have a clean browser that maintains all of its core mission value of privacy and open source and resisting of all these big tech. But then they will have the option for people who want those features to simply install it as an official extension, officially designed, controlled, created by them, which would add all of that. That makes a lot of logical sense. But of course, the very logical reason for why they're not doing that is certainly also known. The reason they're not doing that is because the AI is their plan to make money. They want you to have a barrier to remove the AI. They do not want any form of barrier to add the AI. Although they could do it on an onboarding screen. You first install it, it's going to ask, do you want AI features? You hit yes, it automatically installs the extension. You hit no, and it does nothing. But we know from marketing methods that that would mean that fewer people are going to use their browser for their money maker. That's right. Of course, they could just pay their CEO a lot less. There's a thought. He's not Steve Jobs. He does not need to, you know, take home a majority of their budget. I don't think it's the majority, but it's a significant chunk for a nonprofit. You're a nonprofit, dude. Nonprofits should be used to not having as much. So looking at this, this is use Android hardware attestation instead of the Google Play attestation. So this is where somebody opened this up and says, hey, use this one because it's actually more in alignment with your core mission. Is there a reason Play Integrity was chosen over Android's standard hardware attestation API, given Mozilla's focus on free, open source, and privacy-respecting software solutions? It's disappointing to see another dependency on Google Play services introduced. And that is a very good question that we do not have the solid answer for. And so there's a little bit of discussion on that, but not a whole lot, as you can see. But shortly after, of course, the original bug was done, open 4 months ago, closed 4 months ago. So this was a while. This kind of happened under the radar. As the news started rolling out, as people started seeing this inside of the nightly, the canary builds, people picked up on it. Some news articles picked up on it. How old is this article here? This article here is just from a couple days ago as I'm recording this, and I just saw this on one of the Linux news sources as well. So after this happened, now 6 days ago, feature request: Google Play Integrity seems anti-ownership, anti-user, and proprietary, anti-competitive, and I suggest you consider a removal. And so this one here is open. Status is, of course, unconfirmed because nobody that has any position of power wants to look at this. We can't do this. It'll potentially hurt our revenue and our bottom line. Now, I think somebody mentioned, hey, maybe you should change this to changing this. So, yeah, just change it from the Google one to the hardware one because it's an easier argument to make. And so he goes in, obviously following all the bug report stuff. Steps to reduce. Well, you simply discovered your blog post where it said it was closed down, or your bug report showing it was closed down and added. Actual results, it was added. And this feels harmful to users since it will make use of APIs more common, which often prevent installing a custom manually patched Android operating system of the user's choice, which harms the idea of a free opening operating system and unrestricted device ownership. Let's not forget, I didn't see anybody out there asking Firefox to install this. They're just like, everyone else is doing it. Let's be stupid too. And that's what they did. Number two, it assumes an increase in dependency on Google services, the very Google services Firefox wants to have a mission against, which means more anti-competitive and reliance on the Play services. And as far as I can tell, the whole mechanism seems deeply closed source and potentially even to rely on things like TPM or Secure Enclave or similar that hide things from the user, which is security by obscurity and generally just less an all around bad thing to force upon people. So as expected results, Google Play integrity should be probably be removed from the browser that tries to advocate for a free web. Makes sense. If that makes some services not work, then those services should be encouraged to find other solutions instead. And the cross-section of error, as we've already said, Mozilla doesn't want to do this because the solution this would cause to not work is their money-making APIs plans. Whether or not that's actually going to make them money is a different question, but whatever. Ellie, is this the original person? Yes, this is the original person that made the post. I would like to clarify, I don't think the browser should offer other kinds of hardware attestation either. So he's like, no attestation at all, which actually might be more in alignment with Firefox anyway. My stance to say use hardware, yeah, that could cause a problem for Lineage. Graphene will get around it, but who cares? I don't use Lineage much anymore. No, kidding. We want to support Lineage. It is a great operating system. That, you know, Lineage is not going to pass the hardware attestation. And so he says, yeah, I do not want even hardware attestation. It should be completely removed, is this person's argument. So David says that he was going to recreate the same thing. The move by Mozilla is absolutely anti-user and against the reasons we use it and recommend it to others, a browser like Firefox to begin with, which, yeah, it might be about time to jump ship on Android. This person here apparently works at Firefox, but not for this one here. I don't work on Firefox for Android, but Google Play integrity will not be a requirement to use Firefox. Okay. So the basic browser as it sits right now does not rely on this for now. The question is, will it in the future? And my deeper question is, when is this test made? And does this test leave the phone? If this test is made every time it's installed or opened or used or periodically, well, that's a serious fundamental problem for me because I don't want any outside connections being made on my device. And so this is kind of them just kind of saying, hey, man, you can still use Firefox. It just locks out the AI stuff. That's not an answer. Mozilla, you are a privacy-focused open-source browser. Why are you relying on a closed-source proprietary API from a privacy-sucking zombie of Google? That's insane. That's insane. So Ellie says, I think if this is just for Mozilla's own benefit, I think this is even more questionable. You're a privacy-focused pro-user company. Please find a better, more user-friendly way to protect your services. If that means people have to sign up via an account, then that use that approach. That's good. Yeah. In order to use the nonsense AI on Firefox that I will never use in my lifetime, require me to create an account. There you go. I'm not. The problem, once again, that's friction. Mozilla doesn't want friction. They want this to be their money maker. So I think that's all I have for that. So there you have it. Mozilla has officially added Google Play attestation into your latest Firefox builds. There you go, folks. Your Firefox is going to start attesting it. Let me know what type of bugs are we going to see about this down the road. And ultimately, is anybody out there still using Firefox Android? I know a friend of mine just texted me something like, hey, I'm sick of this browser. What can we do? Wanted an APK of Vanadium. You know? So I don't know. Maybe I'll have to build one. I don't know. We'll see. I still use Firefox. I haven't completely given up on Firefox because we can still customize it. You can still do things what you want. I loved their AI toggle switch to turn it all off. This to me though is too far. If this is where they're going and this stays, Firefox is coming off of my phones. I'm just going to have no other option but to find another browser for that, because this is ridiculous. Especially since I do not know when it's trying to make this. You know, now I block every known server to Google that I know of from my phone, but that doesn't mean some weird API doesn't have some weird backdoor I don't know about. And frankly, I do not need my phone pinging off of Google services. Hey, are you a valid Google Play integrity? I know you're not trying to use the AI right now, but may as well check now. Crazy, folks. Crazy. Let me know your thoughts about all that in the comments down below. Subscribe to the channel if you'd like to help support the channel. Have a look at switchlinks.com/support. We have Patreon, Locals, Subscribestar. We do not take sponsorships or do ad spots. We do have a list of affiliates over there, but I do not want to jug up my time over here. My goal is to not have as much sponsor block cut my videos out. But anyway, you can help support the channel if you get value from it. Thanks for watching, and I hope that you enjoy switching to Linux.